Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. The 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. 34 through 36. The Bible says, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for us as sinner, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. For 3 weeks now, possibly I'm in my fourth week, this is the fourth edition of the series. I started with the seven wonders of the end time. Then I went into the seven wonders of hell. And then last week it was the seven wonders of heaven. Today I am dealing with the seven wonders of God's judgment. Seven wonders of God's judgment. The seven wonders of God's judgment. There is a judgment, whether you believe it or not. Just like there is death, whether you believe it or not. I mean, you not believing it doesn't mean anything. Your opinion on certain things that are eternal is of no account. The world is round, whether you believe it or not. Human beings will not die at the same time, whether you believe it or not. There is a God that will judge you also, whether you believe it or not. I mean, these are the submissions of God's word that you need to understand. A man will sow whatsoever he soweth, will reap whatsoever he soweth, whether you believe it or not. A child will grow, whether you believe it or not. We were all children, now you are an adult. Whether you believe it or not, growth is automatic. As long as the creature is healthy, they grow automatically. Would it be in a healthy way? You grow automatically. Whether you believe it or not, that happens. There is a God in heaven, whether you believe it or not. There is a Satan, whether you believe it or not. The world has a system, whether you believe it or not. Or the earth has a system called the world, the cosmos, whether you believe it or not. There are certain things, like when you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Christ is Lord, you will be saved, whether you believe it or not. When we confess our sins unto God, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, whether you believe it or not. Let me say this very emphatically. I mean, I can understand the heart of human beings. If we had our way, we will preach what you want to hear. If we had our way, if I had my way, I keep telling the day, I said, if I had my way, I will be preaching. I know how to preach, and people are excited every time. Not every Sunday, every time. I know what tickles people. I have been doing this for some time now. I know what enthuses people, excites people. I know what can make people, in quote, motivated. I know what, if we had our way, I will push it in a series, and you will be excited Sunday after Sunday. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know how to pack people. I know how to get the crowd together by the grace of God. But we don't have our way. Paul said, necessity has been laid upon me. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Jeremiah says his word is like fire and hammer. Yeah, that is pounding my heart and my spirit. So it's not about what we feel or think Our opinion does not matter when the king sits enthroned in the judgment seat. Our opinion is of no account. And so when I thought about the judgment of God, the first particular text that comes to mind is Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse number 5. The Bible said, notice or consider this in your heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord chasteneth you. Put this in a different version and look at this, how he says it. He said, remember that the Lord your God, that the Lord your God corrects and punishes you just as parents discipline their children. He is making you make it a retribution. Remember, don't forget. In another version, he says, therefore, know in your heart, be fully cognizant that the Lord your God disciplines and instructs you just as a man disciplines and instructs his son. In my language, can you look at this? You know, he has made it very clear to you. Sadie, we young coupon, a tian emano. Sa. There's a scripture in the book of Hebrews, and I will be coming to that even as I build up. So there are seven wonders of God's judgment. God is going to judge you, but the judgment is going to come with an amazement. Amazement. And the amazement will have dimensions. Oh, dimensions. Dimensions. When I sit sometimes and I look at how the world we have taken, the world and how we have taken so many things, especially world leaders, African leaders, politicians, governmental people, leaders, and sometimes when I look at rich people, wealthy people, people of influence, people of power, sometimes how they have even forgotten themselves that they are living in a very temporary society. It does not take long and the people fizzle out. That even the little time that they have, the way sometimes they talk, it really amazes me. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing in the face of his judgment. Go and ask Nebuchadnezzar how he was reduced into a piece of animal within just a twinkle of an eye. Stayed in the bush or in the jungle or forest for 7 years, 7 months, 7 weeks, 7 days, 7 hours, 7 minutes and 7 seconds. God was only trying to tell him, you are extremely limited as a human being. Extremely. You should be grateful to God if you are able to do few things. We should be grateful to God that we can be able to do certain things. I can stand here and articulate the word of God, and sometimes people ask me, how are you able to put all these things together? And to, you know, when we are able to do that, it's just the grace of God. For some people like myself who have some influence, and you speak and people follow, that influence must be used responsibly. Yeah. That influence, this is what I tell my fellow preachers and prophets I have made it very clear. I said, the grace of God cannot be taken for granted. The parishioners cannot be taken for granted. We don't see, if a preacher sees people, he should not see them as commodities to put money in their pocket. Rather, to see them as the flock of God whom he has purchased with his precious blood. God are here for direction, guidance, impartation, tutelage of the word of God or teaching of the word of God and the impartation of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We don't joke with those people. Diana, you know, when I see churches around places and all that who are taking church people like slaves, you are part of the judgment of God. You better bring your ears and your attention right here this morning, because I have a word from the Lord for you. I heard my president, Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, in an interview yesterday concerning the primaries of the New Patriotic Party. A bunch of journalists ran to his car and said, "Your Excellency, a few questions they asked." Then they asked a question that caught my attention. He said, with the difficulty economically in our country, what do you feel the next leadership and the next election will be?" The president said, "I admit that there is difficulty." Then he made a submission that shook me. He said, "But the next leader will fix it." He's on tape. I can play it if you want me to play it back. Yeah, get me that tape. I will do, you know, and connect this thing to the sound effect. The next leader will fix it. Well, I have put my hope in my president that this particular one will do the job. He is waiting for the next leader. It's just like you are in a hospital and you trust the doctor so much. But the doctor knows that this thing, I don't have any power over this thing. Now, Ghana, hear this and bring your attention to the word of the Lord. The arm of flesh will fail. The arm of flesh will fail. Human beings are extremely limited. I was preaching in a memorial service and I said it was the person that had died was a preacher, and all the people there were preachers and gospel musicians. So I said to them, if we are not limited, let us all put our anointing together and raise this preacher up. We are all limited. All limited. So I tell the people who come to Alabaster, I am not God. I am not God. Don't try to put me in that exuding position that this guy is a superhuman being. No. Just a servant of the Most High God. Look at how the Bible puts us in a category. He didn't call us champions of God and generals of God. Servants of the Most High. So Jesus was trying to teach leadership, and the leadership of Christ, he said categorically, he said, "He that wants to be great, let him be he that serves." So he was teaching servant leadership. Then he said, "Once I am with you, I am the one that serves you." Then he picked the bowl of water and took the sheet of a towel. And the Bible said he washed the feet of the believers or the disciples and cleaned it up. When we went to Israel, then I realized why he washed their feet. Because there is so much limestone and dust in the desert. Therefore, walking for miles and hours, your feet will collect a lot of death and dust, and they will have to come to the place of washing them up. And Jesus is the one that is washing the feet of the people. He is trying to also tell them servanthood. Parents, we serve our children. Oh yeah, we serve our children. Your labor is what your children enjoy. You run helter-skelter. And by the time you come home, your child is in the couch with a remote control. Air condition is blasting. 85-inch television is on. And the child is enjoying your labor. One day I told, you know, my daughter was going to the salon. And then she told me the price of the fixing of the hair. I said, "But I know a salon down that could take 20 cedis instead of 300. She said, "I don't patronize 20 cedis. I said, then why are you asking me? She said, because that is your responsibility. A child can tell me that is my responsibility. I should be able to stand in the face of God and tell him, Father, this is your responsibility. Very easily. Serve God in spirit and in truth, and they don't receive a miracle. I should be able to stand before God and say, in the name of Jesus, this is your responsibility. My child is telling me that is my response. And so Jesus put it, Jesus admits what I'm saying right now. He said, you who are human beings know how to give good gifts to your children. If they ask bread, you don't give stones. If they ask a piece of cake or ask eggs, you don't give scorpions and serpents. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, when they ask, how much more? How much more your heavenly Father will not give good gifts unto them that fear him? How much more? I see the Christians struggling because we have gone out of the paths of righteousness, the confines of the fear of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be seated. Let me build up. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live on Boom 88.7. Live on Amansan Television. We are also live on Vision 1 93.5 FM. We are live this morning on Obatampa Radio 92.5 FM. We give God the glory for the lives of everybody. Good morning to Facebook Live. Good morning to YouTube and podcast. I welcome all of you to the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. My name is Kofi Odro. To remind you that Alabaster International Ministry is a ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We're transmitting live from Kwabdam Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. The first wonder of God's judgment is the wonder of earthly judgments. Judgment has already begun here. When I read Deuteronomy chapter number 30 from 28, Deuteronomy chapter 32, from the whole chapter, it talks about the judgment of God. Leviticus chapter number 26, the whole chapter, it talks about the judgment of God. But the Bible made a submission that makes me know that whatever that is going on the earth right now, there are judgments that have been positioned for it. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 1 to 3. Hebrews the second chapter, the Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Then he went further and said, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression, watch this, and disobedience received a just recompense of a reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by they that heard it? How then can you escape? If every recompense, go back to verse 2. In this version, I will go to another version to, you know, read this particular one. He said, the message given to our ancestors or fathers by the angels were shown to be true, and those who did not follow or obey it received the punishment they deserve on earth, not in heaven. On earth, on earth, on earth. I see so many punishments, especially to this generation. This is a sterile generation. When I talk about sterility, I'm talking about something like the effect of salt. Sterility. The people are so sterile to the point that when they need jobs, it is a struggle. Marriage is a struggle. Childbearing is a struggle. Sterile. I'm talking about a sterility. The sterility of this generation. Now we have infants dying and elderly people are sitting in their rooms. There is an old woman who is almost about 130 something years at the Bosomchi district. The lady is thinking that God has forgotten her. Then the interviewer asks, why do you say that? She said, because I feel like death is not coming. Death is not coming. Somebody is going to the day that she just want to die. Then the young man asked her, why do you want to die? She said, because there is no use of me right now. I eat, I wild time, I sleep. I wake up, I eat, I wild time, I just sleep. She can walk, she can talk, she's articulate, her memory is strong, 100 and something years. We have young men at the age of 32 receiving strokes, diabetes at the age of 25. That generation is a sterile generation. The first judgment of God is already in motion on earth. We receive what we sow. That is what is going on right now. Children do not respect parents. The elderly don't respect themselves. So the generation itself is not a blessed generation. And you look at Ghana, how God has favored us and honored us and blessed us and given us all that we need to make it as a nation. I sit down and I'm asking myself, why will the nationals of this particular nation run and queue for something that they should not even beg for? Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Psalm 34 and verse number 21. The Bible says, the wickedness will kill the wicked, will slay the wicked. Put it in my language. Let me just read it. When I mean what time? Was it there? What time? What time? It me check generation. You know, it means a broom. Sometimes you are just looking for a space just to preach the gospel. And the people hate Christ so much that they don't even like you to preach. Recently, we went to a location and we are just there to pray. The people say, we don't need you here. But I looked and there was an accreditation bar next to the place. The place is using sound equipment, and our prayer doesn't have any speakers or microphones. They said you are making noise, and I am looking at the bar, but the bar is not making noise. How can you be blessed? How can you be blessed? I saw a young man who works for the force. The guy is in a uniform, specifically the Ghana Police Service. He is in a uniform. He came to my house here at Pesano in uniform and said, pray for me. I am coming from dialysis treatment, stage 3 kidney failure. I said, why don't you resign from the service? He said, if I do that, I cannot pay for the dialysis. He's in uniform, but he has kidney failure. I'm talking about a 38-year-old young man. Wearing uniform, and he is dying in the process. No, we don't want you here. Sterile spirit. We are just like our leaders who have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. We look like Christians. We talk like. We behave. We sing like. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am standing on this August altar, and I want to declare that most of our tongues are fake. Most of Gilinindi Kadada is fake. I don't even want to waste my time this morning to talk about foolish churches that are springing out in Ghana. The reason why government cannot do anything about them is because government don't have the morality, the moral rights. When you are keeping money under beds and stealing from national coffers and looting from a miserable country like this one, how can you correct anybody? You can correct anybody. Can you imagine if I live a promiscuous life, how will I have the intensity to preach against fornication and adultery? I will lack that. There is something about preaching. The thing about preaching is that you need some strength of conviction to preach anything subject. Therefore, if you lack that strength of, so I am not shocked that Jesus is no more the subject in our pulpits. Jesus is no more the emphasis in our churches. Jesus is no more the message in our gospel music. Jesus is no more the message in the things that we disseminate. If you go to a Bible study, you realize that the Christ is not even the emphasis. So then why are we here? Why are we here? Preachings are full of personal, you know, sentiments, you know, self-aggrandizement. And when I traveled to America and I shopped at this place and I slept in that place and all that, this is where now our preachings have come to. The wife of the first lady of the church, you know, the bag he bought, she bought, you know, the shoes she wears, is filled our pulpits. We talk about things like financial dominion. We have made the church people to believe that if you don't have a car, you are not blessed. What kind of gospel is that? What kind of message is that? A car? Ah! Sweetie, imoha, drop it. Drop it. And chance ya di formatitarimo. Drop it! What is a car? You don't have a car, you are not blessed. You are refusing to look and see and consider the goodness of God. That you woke up this morning, that is not a blessing. You are breathing, that is not a blessing. You can talk, that is not a blessing. You can urinate, that is not a blessing. You can poo-poo, that is not a blessing. Forget about God. The Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. Yeah, he has been good to his people and great is his faithfulness. Am I talking to you? Somebody shout, hey! Praise the name of the Lord. And therefore, this materialistic, you know, sentimental, sensational messages is what people are chasing all over the place. And when we hear it, we call it revelation. Nonsense. Revelation. A dear revelation. What kind of revelation? Which revelation is deeper than Christ? Which revelation is bigger than Jesus Christ? He is, you know, the source of your life, the epicenter of your faith. He is the reason why you drove from Oyarefa, Dr. Ibrahim, to come to this place. He is the reason why somebody is driven all the way from Ajingan or Isiligon to be here. He is the reason why the people can drive from Tema and Kasua to be here. He is the reason why you can breathe, you can think, you can talk, you can sleep, you can clap, you can breathe, you can wee. He is the reason why I'm talking about Yeshua, the Savior of the world. Yeah, the judge of the universe, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible said, no man cometh unto the Father except through him. There is no name that is given unto the sons of men to be saved in the name of Jesus. When we call that name, every knee bow, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, all to the glory of God the Father. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, let's bring Christ back to the pulpit. Christ back to his church. Christ back to your heart. And we are losing touch. Listen to our songs. We have drifted so much. Now it's about me, 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 self. Me. Where he brought me from, where he has. Let me tell you, Christianity, suffering is part of Christianity. And some of the sufferings of Christianity are inevitable. You can't pray it away. This is why so many people have deserted the faith and backslided. They don't understand why they are Christians and they are suffering. I'm telling you, taking your cross and following Jesus goes with suffering. I'm telling you. I won't mind something. Make us. I'm telling you. Goes with suffering. I'm repeating this to let you know that the fact that you are following Jesus doesn't mean it's bread and butter. How can you then have a testimony? How can you then see the glory of God? The reason why most of you are serious is because of the adversity you went through and how God's faithfulness brought you. Mercy said no when you were at the cliff falling off, and he held you and brought you. This is why we can sing songs of Christ, yeah, and sing songs of the cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. Put that song on the screen. Let me read the words and watch this. On the hill far off, something like that, stood an old rugged cross. What an emblem of suffering. So the cross that I was telling the other day, you know, she was wearing a, you know, today you are wearing that, you know, chain. It's a chain with a cross, and the cross is gold. And I said to the dad, I said, you see this gold on your neck? The real cross is not gold. The real cross is a suffering, bleeding, rugged, battered, nasty. It's an emblem like that. The logo of the cross. It's not the thing that we are having a fashionable time with it. The cross is a sign of suffering and pain. Yeah, it's an emblem. It is a symbol. Now the believers don't want to even hear that word, suffering. They don't want to hear that word, suffering. Somebody loses their job. I'm not going to church anymore because God has disappointed you. You lost your job. A preacher in Nigeria, in the northern part of Nigeria, was preaching just like I'm doing this morning. And assailants from Boko Haram entered the church. And in front of the congregation, they cut off the head of the preacher. Sharp knives. Cut off the head of the preacher and took the head and put it on the pulpit and they left. The next week, the believers came in their numbers to church without a preacher. Can you imagine? Dad, don't let anybody cut my head off. Let BNI arrest me right now whilst I'm preaching. Dad, the Lord will discourage 30% of this church. A church that has been arresting people in church. Nah, don't go that way. Suffering. We don't want to know it. This is why, even in our prayers, you realize that our prayers lack concentration and focus. God, you have disappointed me. Have you ever seen God disappointed anybody? David said, I am old. I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Yeah. My abo from enyinimi unu tinini anasesresre. He lends to nations and borrow from none. This is the word of God. And I would like you to understand that God has never disappointed anybody. There are 8 billion people on the face of the earth. Nobody sleeps empty stomach. God is faithful. He is taking care of human beings and even animals, insects, and flies all over the place. Everyone has their provision. This God, yeah. We can't take him out of this thing. Preach Christ, the shepherd. Preach Christ, the king. Christ, the healer. Christ, the deliverer. preach Christ. Not sentiment. Not sentiment. And so when I look at that verse, bring it back, verse number 2 of Hebrews chapter 2. When I look at that one in the amplified version of the scriptures, you know, the Bible says, if the message through angels, the Lord given to Moses, was authentic and the Bible said, unalterable, the Bible said, and every violation and disobedience act received an appropriate penalty. Then he goes to verse number 3 and said, how will you escape the penalty if you ignore such great a salvation? How are you going to escape if you run away from the grace of God, the things of God, the love of God, the mercies of God, the restoration, restitution, recovery and replenishment of God? How can you escape when you run from the truth? I know many people, you know, who came to Alabaster. We told them truth and they ran away. Sorry, where do you mean to me? I can't go to this church. It looks like this rebuke doesn't stop. Every Sunday, every night. No, I can't attend this one. I'm telling you that judgment is already going on. Judgment is ongoing. I was preaching at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry on Friday night in an all-night midnight cry. Let me thank God for Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah for the honor giving me to be a blessing to the people of God at that Friday all night. Let me, you know, and I said to them, I dear you, there are certain things that a human being does in their life. Sweetie, take this very, very important. The enemy has a field day. The judgment of God have free access. You follow somebody's husband, your death is easy. Why are you so quietly listening? Now those people die like dogs, goats. Plan, yeah, now she won't wear sinner things. Now something is wrong here. You steal from the nation. I'm telling, from my president to all government officiaries, ministries, agencies, departments, all over the nation, steal even a kobo from this nation. Listen, your end shall be very, very horrible. It's not a curse. Everything that a human being does is before them. Etawenim. Honorable. Etawenim. I'm serious. A judgment is already ongoing. I saw, as I was studying, I saw a scripture in Proverbs chapter number 5. It intrigued me. I was looking at the scripture in the Tree Bible, and then I saw something. Proverbs 5:21. I will read it in English first, and then when I have the time, I will recreate it. The Bible said, for the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord. The ways of every man. And God is pondering over all our goings. Can you put this in a different version? In this version, the Bible said, the Lord sees everything we do. Wherever we go, he is watching. Then he said in verse 22, watch this. He said, the sins of the wicked are a trap. They get caught in a net of their own sin. Put this in a different version. In this verse, the Bible said, an evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. Go back to the previous verse and put it in my language. The Bible said, in this particular one, he said, I want to read 21 in the, you know, the Bible said, we need power coin and the Bible said, then Even when I look at the 21st, the 23rd verse, in this one he said, "Okwetia tintinti ubi." And this word is enkwasiasem, ejimisem, and wunipa wunitri ensem na put together. Adjigintri samdudu wunti obeyera. Put it in English. In English, the Bible said, "He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his foolishness, he shall go astray." Another version, the Bible said, listen to this, "For lack of discipline, they will die." I didn't know that people die because of lack of discipline. "For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly." Jimmy is killing people. Jimmy. Foolishness. When we say foolishness, don't articulate it to illiterate people. No. People are in suits with ties, but they are fools. I'm telling you. I bought tie, but with Jimmy. Jimmy for or bought tie with pocket piece and nice cufflinks. I'm telling you, this is why I keep telling you, don't marry a fool. Because you don't like my approach and you don't like my style. But there is no doubt that I have a message for this nation. And this, the body of Christ, there is no doubt that God has raised his voice for this end time. You may not like the style and the approach, but you didn't call me, you didn't give me an assignment. I am telling them my own dear Jai. Looking at this, for lack, judgment is already going on. Just last night, yesterday, four people. This is coming from, I think, central region or western region. I'll check the, you know. They have gone to a river. Have gone to receive powers for gun power. And they are going to try the gunpowder. And the Malam says, "Use me first." They clock the gun, rock the gun, and then they pull the trigger. Boom, Malam is gone. Yeah. I did drink something. Wobehu! Jiminti obeyra. Ya di agu Malam oko. Next time, judgment. Who said, you know, and I want to tell you, better treat everybody well, because you don't know who is going to pass your next glass of water to you. It does not take long for the skies to change, for the weather to change. Oh yeah, my dear, you can clap your hands. Let me make a statement. It doesn't take long for the tables to turn. Doesn't take long for the tables to turn. 15 years ago, your minister of information was nowhere near politics. Only 15 years ago. Only 15 years ago, your minister of information was not in politics. So then, I'm telling you how it doesn't take long for the tables to turn. And I can tell you, in the next 10 years, all the people who are this, that will be nowhere. Only 10 years. Let me make it even clearer. In the next 25 years, most of the people who we know now on the scenes now will be history. 25 years from now, most of the people will be dead. Their bones will be rotten. In 100 years, all of us, including the children's church, will not be here. Therefore, you should be able to commit your soul to a faithful judge. Christ the King. So that when he appears in his glory, you will appear with him. He is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. Yeah, everything a man soweth, you will reap. I'm reminding you, the fact that you have grace doesn't mean you should mess with the grace of God. Jesus died a painful death, and you should not be joking with that sacrifice. Yeah. And I look at the level of our hatred. Look at even internal politics, how people are fighting each other. Internal politics. Oh. People are hating each other with passion. One man at the northern part, I think it's Upper East, when I look at the way they have slashed his face and blood, we are just trying to put ideas together. Why are you hating anybody? Hatred! Hatred. And this is what Hosea talked about. Hosea 9 and verse number 7, the Bible says, the days of visitation has come and the days of recompense have come. Diana will know that the prophet is a fool and the spiritual man is a madman. Yeah, for the multitude of iniquity and the great hatred, there is hate even in the pulpit. The people that are preaching hate. I have told you the story of a young lady who came here with a six-year-old girl and said, there is a preacher in this country who has impregnated me. I am not bothered about the impregnation. At least I want the preacher to take care of his six-year-old child. For 6 years, the preacher didn't know, you know, what the girl was eating, pamper school fees, feeding for nothing. Quran no pay you in a pulpit. He is in the pulpit screaming this morning. And we are misleading God's flock. Look at the deception in Kenya. Somebody, you know, started a church and indoctrinated a lot of people. Until one day he said, we are going to fast until we go to heaven. Fasting till you die. And this guy killed not less than 20 something people just last year into this year. Young boy who goes to school is fasting till the boy dies. Sin and iniquity is abounding like that. The first wonder of his judgment will be the earthly judgment. If God does not judge certain people, then God will apologize to other people. Yeah. If God does not judge GRA, Passports Office, Lands Commission, God will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. If God does not judge, if God does not judge NDC and MPP, God will apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. If God does, if God does not judge fake preachers, fake prophets, and fake churches, God will apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm talking to the wise. If God does not judge thick and wrong teachings and doctrines, God will apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you, if God does not judge the level of promiscuity, adultery, wickedness, and sexual perversion, now bankers, ladies, they are not only prostituting themselves, most of them, but they are pimping girls for other people. Pimping girls for other people. That a person can come to join a church and look for all the beautiful girls in church. And they pimp girls for ministers. They come into church and they are driving big cars. And they call it blessing. Blessing. It's judgment already in motion. God is already, there is judgment. Haven't you read John chapter 3 and verse number, I think it's verse number, let's start from verse number 16. For he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. In the 17th verse, the Bible says, For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through, you know, his son should be saved. In the next verse, the scripture says, he that believes on the son is not condemned. Hear ye, he that does not believe on the Son of God is already condemned. It's an earthly judgment going on. The way you treated this, your ex, you should be concerned as you are listening to me this morning. The way you treated your ex. I'm telling you, a woman serves you, you know, loves you, cooks for you, and all that. She sleeps with you, makes babies for you, and that is how you treat her. A man buys a house, a car for you, honors you, loves you all through your life, and he loses his job, and then you start maltreating him. Oh, there are earthly judgments. There are earthly judgments. I saw in Deuteronomy 37, and from verse number 37, I found something very interesting. Look at this in the word of the Lord. Deuteronomy 37. Focus, please. The scripture is very clear in that there is no 37 in Deuteronomy. No 37. Deuteronomy don't have 37. Okay, 28. Okay, let's start from 25. 25. The Bible said, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten by your enemies. The Lord, not Satan. The Lord, not the devil, not demons from your house. The Lord. Look at this. He said, and thou shalt go out one way. They shall go out one way. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. In other words, when people are even running the way, like Chinese are running to so many, many places, and we are kicking them away, they don't want to go. It is a curse, metaphorically. Look at this one, 26th verse. The Bible said, and thy carcass or your dead bodies shall be meat unto all the fowls of the earth and unto the beasts of the earth. And no man shall fry them away. The Bible said in the 27th verse, the Lord will smite thee with the bush. Take this into a GNT version, and let's break it down. The Lord will send boils on you as he did unto the Egyptians, and will make your bodies break out with sores, and you will be covered with crabs. And you know, when you are doing this, the people will say, this is not a message for Sunday morning. Preach something that will encourage the people of God. The people of God has heaped up iniquity on their heads. A nation like Ghana can stand before God and say, bless our homeland Ghana, make our nation great and strong. This is the reason why we are not seeing a blessing. I saw women on the floor of Kolebu. A young man, the day was telling me, a young man went to Kolebu to deliver twins. The twins have been delivered and taken home. The woman that delivered the twins is in coma for almost months now at Kolebu. Something went wrong and they are refusing to communicate it. I thought that we had learned lessons from Watch's death at 37, but no. And then these same people stands before God and say, bless our homeland Ghana. How can there be a blessing? Judgment, earthly judgment. are going. Verse 28. Look at this. This one intrigued me. I looked at this in Deuteronomy 28, 28. I will make you lose your mind. No. I don't like this version. Lose your mind and opportunity to know. The Lord will smite you with madness and blindness and the astonishment of the heart. Put it in my language. The Bible said, when you made a dam, any fly, any akumemwa hujiri diyebebo. God can do that. I am here telling you, aligned with Christ, build your love and your relationship with Jesus Christ. Run from evil and the world that is passing away in the twinkling of an eye. We will be gone. The king is coming again. That is a message the church don't even talk about. Jesus is coming again. They don't want to talk about it. We have a church that is no more a missionary church. Outreach and soul winning is not part of our mission. If I say there is somebody who needs money to go and pay for a bill, let's help them. I will get the money fast. If I say that we are going to preach the gospel in a village, I will struggle to get the money. The people don't even want to support the gospel. Struggle to get the money. Missions are gone. Christians don't win souls anymore. And yet we want blessings. Preachings like this is not popular. We don't want to hear it. Our game now is about self, me, myself, my I. God bless me. What about others? There are people in your family who are not born again. They don't know Jesus as their Savior. Even we sitting here, from myself to you, let's ask us, are you soundly born again? The Bible said there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So the question is, are you in Christ Jesus? Are you really in Christ Jesus? Should be the question. As I close the service, let the fear of God come back to the house of God. Let us tremble at God's word. Be careful the way you treat everybody. There is judgment. One thing that God hates is cheating. As you see, you're cheating. Cheating each other. And every cheating goes with lying. I was shocked when I heard a woman speaking the other day and said, if my boy is sleeping with me and he doesn't beat me, I don't feel they're sleeping. Then I realized that I am in the end time. I am really in the end time. He has to kick me and slap me many times for me to feel it. That lady, bring her here or forest in Bible. Okay, say, let me lay my hands and call the name of Jesus. The demons that will come out, you will be shocked. The manifestations that will... Oh, big kidding. All these people who show up at late night programs, you know, sex is, you can have sex for 14 hours and your penis can erect for almost like 3 days and it's not touched down and all that. Let me lay hands on them. You will be shocked that they have been possessed by demons. Show about no shame. Virtually naked, sitting on a television station. And people look at her and say, she is hot. I am telling you, hell is hotter. Hell is hotter. She is hot. Cause someone says she is hot. She is hot. No morals, no standards, no shame. Godless. It's a godless generation. This morning I stand on this altar and I call Ghana to repentance. Ghana, repent. You have gone astray. You are like a harlot and a whore that is gone astray with the filth of your iniquity. I am calling you back. God is warning you before the judgment comes on you. I'm telling you. And I look at even what we are looking for around the nations, begging for money. We can raise all those revenues here in just a twinkling of an eye. Look at the way we have collapsed businesses. Let me tell you, judgment is on us. Even the Akufo-Addo does not believe why his strategy is not working. Judgment is on us. I'm telling you. With all the men and with all the strategy, still, so, you know, sorry, me and Goofy. Get up, let's go. Today we won't sing the national anthem. And today we won't recite the national pledge. Today, I just want you to pray for Ghana. Forget about national anthem. We repent! Our fathers have sinned and they are no more, and we bear their iniquity. Forgive the iniquity of the fathers. Forgive the wickedness of our men and women of God who have gone astray with wickedness and blood on their hands. God, forgive. Forgive the altar that we have defiled and desecrated. Forgive. 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 Bring us back to alignment because judgment is ongoing. Help us to be able to renew our love and our heart for Christ. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. God, our strength. God, our redeemer. Be merciful. Mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Mercy. We ask for your mercy. Your mercy is what we need. Mercy, Lord. Now, can you put your two hands on your heart and rededicate your life and your heart unto God? Give me the grace to serve you well in spirit and in truth. Strengthen my heart for me to follow your ordinances, to love your word. Give me grace to excel in what I do. Help me, O God, to know the paths of righteousness, to know Christ, my Savior, and walk with him. My God, be gracious. My God, be merciful. Help me, O God. Let the light of the gospel shine in my life, in my heart. As I enter into a brand new week, guide my feet like a deer's feet and make me walk on my high places. Oh God, help me. I am grateful for your faithfulness and favor. Thank you. This morning I will want us to specifically make an intercession for the leadership of this nation and this continent. I want to spread my prayer a little bit this morning to the continent of Africa, especially the crisis, the political leadership crisis in West Africa. God shall give us grace and wisdom to administrate it instead of complicating it. May the grace and the help of God go ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Only 20 seconds. Can you pray for Ghana and Africa? Deliver West Africa from political discord, crisis, from bleeding. Hallelujah. And eternal Father, we give you glory. What an honor to gather us as your children in your presence to receive the fullness of your grace and the light of the gospel. I bless you because you are a good God. I thank you that you will restore the joy of salvation and give us grace to escape the wrath and the anger that is coming upon the earth in judgment. Give us the grace in the blood of the Lamb to escape everything that will, including all the plagues of the seven veils and the seven trumpets and the seven outpourings of God's anger. Give us the grace to escape the great tribulation. May we become ambassadors of the gospel and of Christ in Jesus' precious name. I bless you. Let this week be a week of restoration, restitution, recovery. Let this week be a week of signs and wonders, testimonies. Let this week be a week where your people will see your help, including this nation. We need help economically. Heal our land. Set us free. Set our city free. I pray for business people. I pray for their businesses. Father, raise it up. Raise life. Let life be injected into businesses in this country. I pray for professions, different professions. Give them help and grace. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, clap these hands. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. My name is Kofi Odro. I will catch you on Tuesday, but let me use the opportunity to thank God for the glorious outpouring at our 3 days fasting and prayer at the Achimota Forest near the police station. What an honor. I give God the glory. Let me thank God for Reverend Felix Ofosubuahin. Thank you for coming to help us. Let me thank God for Prophet Frederick Danso, myself and my daddy. We are grateful to you. The Lord bless you. And let me thank God for all the numerous people that flooded the place from different places. Thank you. God bless you. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. You want to join us for our offerings? The numbers are 0249-809911. The 0249-809911 or 0592296667. The 0592296667. You can join us for our offerings. I'll catch you, God willing, on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll be at the Achimota Girls Guys entrance. It's going to be an awesome time. By the grace of God, reminding you that we are preparing for our monthly all night in the coming Friday. It's going to be an awesome prophetic all night. It's going to be a great time. And also in September, from the third week to the last week, is going to be Revival 2023. It's going to be special, and the glory and the grace of God will be our portion. Don't miss that one as well. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. So from all of us here at the Kwabena Mponsa Memorial Temple, Tessano, in the city of Accra, where righteousness becomes a lifestyle. Breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. But the Lord bless you. I love you. See you in the next service.
The church has lost discipline, structure, and focus. That is why these days the people come to church with pictures. That's witchcraft. Second time or catcher 2019. Be prepared. You don't know. And I was a mupejamaho against the side chicks. The side chick goes like, "Hi, baby girl, hi, baby," and all that. Once, hey, ya papa, I don't know where you went in Bushansa. Ya wunkurase kasan, jai wunkurase kasan. Ne siya akrokro, Tiania, you are going to learn. You are watching and praying as a wise and a virtuous woman, which in honor will be Jimmy Kuno. Wouldn't be a woman, yes, woman, did you Kuno? Woman, Sia Crocro, now your master's in it. Woman himself, you know, Dianis serve a chance in Fumbia and Adia Dianesim, which me a fast silver chance here and money womb, no up to Frono, and your good silver, and there's some one you cross it for. Yeah, you have a decision of him, huh? So the good rubber cap, abra the glasses, see her. Yeah, a whoa, woman, ya won't woman, a warrior, wono, omoba, woman, I want the glasses in the mouth. Nambiam, you could not glass in his own fast one. Is it? What do you mean? Change your mind. It's the same word as repent. When your husband is under pressure, you don't add to it. You become nice. You become sweet. You know, you don't put up in your mind to sum him one a deep mammy the beginning. Be prepared. Be prepared.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.